Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have a little science story from Meg on Medium.com. And I chose this one because, well, I'm a science nerd too, and I thought it was cute. And here is Testitudinidae in Space. Salutations, science fans. I love Tuesdays. Tuesdays, the NYT publishes its weekly science section, my favorite news read. I always learn something. Besides, science news is good news. Well, it could be bad news, but at least compared to other news, it might be useful and is often highly entertaining, completely share-worthy, and unlikely to piss anyone off. Okay, there are some people who will get pissed off at anything. Screw them. In the spirit of today, Earth Day 2017 and the March for Science, I thought I'd go all sciencey on you. Luckily, I found great material at a pet store last night. Proof the truth is out there. Dinner time rolled around. We discovered we had run out of dog food. Crap! We intended to pick it up at our local pet store, which closes at 4 p.m. on Friday because, apparently, they can. Both our dogs have health issues that require limited ingredient food unavailable at the grocery. There was nothing for it but to get on Google and seek pet store near me. We found one a half hour away, which was open till 9 o'clock. What a store! They had everything, including, but not limited to, exactly the food we wanted, a super friendly ferret named Faisal, 2 Great Danes getting a bath, and a woman with a pair of Russian tortoises. Provincial me, I had never heard of a Russian tortoise. Neither had my husband. Russia has tortoises? We ask each other over dinner afterward. Seems kind of cold. There was nothing for it but to hit up Google again. Yes, Russia has tortoises. More accurately, Central Asia. Specifically, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Karakalpakstan, and southwestern Turkmenistan. Has Agrionemes horsefieldii, also known as horsefields or the Russian tortoise. Probably because calling it the Karakalpakstan tortoise would lead to environmentally unfriendly quantities of ink expenditure. But what about the cold? Due to their native habitat, they tolerate a wide temperature range from quite hot to well below freezing. They hibernate in winter and estivate in burrows during the hottest months. Bet you had to look it up. I did. These amiable but not gigantic, topping out at 10 inches, vegetarians are popular pets, noshing all the kale, collards, turnip, and mustard greens you bought BC, hashtag healthy, but didn't want to eat after all. Very handy. Plus, they're darn cute. Russia also has cosmonauts. My love of science might be a result of growing up during the space race. The heat was on. American kids were encouraged in these STEM subjects. Do your math and get a leg up on those pesky Soviets, kids. I can still recite most of the words to the 1959 album Space Songs. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas. And I used to hang upside down from my closet rod eating apples to prepare for my future in space, because in zero gravity there is no up. I know now this was stupid. Most of the apples went up my nose. It turns out tortoises, and Russian tortoises at that, beat me along with all other terrestrial vertebrates to the moon. Slow and steady won the race. In 1968, 2 Russian tortoises flew to the moon on behalf of their government aboard unmanned but fully tortoised Zond 5. They rocketed into space on September 14th, circled the moon, snapped a few pics, which would have been awesome shares if Instagram had been invented, and survived a ballistic re-entry which would have seriously messed up human travelers. Those intrepid tortoises, after 9 days in space, crash-landing in the Indian Ocean and 4 more days of waiting till their capsule was opened, had lost 10% of their body weight, but not their appetites. The same boat. All of us, tortoises, Russians, Americans, diet-challenged dogs, friendly ferrets, sparkling clean Great Danes, and so many more, are in the same boat, our biosphere ship hurtling through space at faster miles an hour, circling a mass of incandescent gas. Let's do our best not to blow a gasket. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.